Hey everyone, thanks for checking out the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bulis, and there's a lot of big news going on in the world of assistive technology this week, and we're going to get into that in just a second. Thank you for checking us out here on Audio Boo. As always, any information about our podcast and stuff that we do is available on our official website, which is atjunkie.com. You can go to atjunkie.com and visit our Amazon link. Anything you buy at Amazon, if you go through our link, it's like a referral program, and you'll be helping us out. You'll be helping contribute to the show and making it bigger and better. And it's actually going to get bigger and better in the next couple of weeks here as we start to add more to the program related to quality of the production and stuff like that. For those of you that have heard my podcast in the past, you know that I try very hard to do a good job as far as quality content and, you know, putting together a good overall program. So I really appreciate you guys visiting the website, buying some of our t-shirts. We do have some Braille shirts available, and we also have some AT Junkie shirts available. And if you're liking the show and you want to show everybody how much you love assistive technology and what it has done for you, you can do so by just going to atjunkie.com, purchasing one of our shirts, and you'll be helping out the podcast and you know, giving us some support, and you'll be also supporting Braille literacy. You'll be helping get the word out about technology and what's available and all that good stuff. So I really appreciate you guys for doing that. Also, I have a very special thank you before I get started this week. And I don't know who I'm thanking because they're kind of anonymous, but somebody has apparently emailed the Top Tech Tidbits newsletter and had let them know about our podcast, and they've put it in their newsletter for the past couple of weeks. So thank you to them, and thank you to the people or person that has emailed them to let them know, you know, about the show. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for helping. It means a lot. It really does. It means that I'm not talking to myself on these things and that people are actually listening and hopefully benefiting from what we do here. So, you know, thank you again very, very much. The big story this week is that two major companies, and I consider them major, even though they're, you know, they've been, GW Micro is one of them, AI Squared is another, and they have merged. They're now going to be working together to put out awesome products for people who are blind and for people who are visually impaired, just like they've been doing all along. And I think the merger is a good thing. I think these are two companies that had a very similar business model. They're very friendly to our community. They work together very, very well in the past. They've done some things, you know. GW Micro, for those of you that don't know, rocked the assistive technology world by making their product free. They contracted with Microsoft earlier this year, and they've made their product 100% free to people that use Microsoft Office. So if you've got a copy of Microsoft Office and it's version 2010 or later, Window Eyes is now free. And so that means, you know, obviously you don't have to pay for it. If you buy a computer, all you need to do is purchase a copy of Microsoft Office 2010 or later, which is basically all that you'll find now. I mean, I think you have to look hard to find earlier versions than 2010. Maybe Amazon would have some of those. But 2010 or later, you can use Window Eyes absolutely free. There's no upgrade charges. There's no really no any charges whatsoever unless you want to, you know, purchase some of their tech support packages. You can do that, and it's very, you know, minimal. I think it's like their biggest package, I think, is like $100 for a year. And they will give you free support for installing the product. So if you have installation questions, you can still get free support from them if you download Window Eyes. So, you know, and Zoom Text has obviously been ruling the world with magnification. You know, I think they've got, like, my guess would be 80 to 90% of the market in the United States versus their competitors, they have a giant part of the market. And Zoom Text has been a powerhouse for for years. And for these two companies to get together, I think is a good thing for everyone. They have not announced anything. As a matter of fact, they've said that there are no plans right now to make Zoom text free. But that could change. I don't expect it to. I think Dan is a very honest, you know, person at GW Micro, and I spoke with him earlier today. I called him to say congratulations, and you know, he's a wonderful person, and he's been a champion in our community. I'm very proud to have a guy like Dan Warwick in our community. You know, as I said, he rocked the assistive technology industry this past year, and there's no taking that away from him. I don't care what his competitors have put out. You know, I've used a competing product for a number of years, and no matter what the competitors say, Dan Warwick changed the world, man. He really did, because no longer do we have to pay an extra $1,000 for a screen reader when we buy a computer. That is the truth. There's no arguing with it. You know, some of the competing companies have come out and said, well, it's a watered-down version of WindowEyes, and it's not. It's a full version. They let you use the entire full build of WindowEyes absolutely free, as long as you have Office installed, 2010 or later, all right? So anyway, Dan's a great guy. AI Squared is a great company, and I'm very, very happy to see something like that. I don't know what other people in the industry are going to say. I mean, there's other websites and podcasts out there, and everyone's going to have their own opinion. Normally, I'm not a big fan of mergers. In this particular case, I think it's going to be a good thing for both companies. I think it's going to be a good thing for the community, because it's just a way of making something good even bigger. And you know, I just like it. I just like the idea personally. It adds some stability to both companies, even though I'm sure they didn't really need a whole lot, but it does. Like, where they didn't have stability, they do now. I think AI Squared knows how to market very, very well. I think GW Micro will benefit from that. I think GW Micro knows how to deal with the community very, very well, and I think AI Squared is going to benefit from that. So both companies have some significant strengths, you know, and the few weaknesses that they had, I think those strengths are going to help each other out with the weaknesses. You know, no company is perfect, but these two companies are going to work very, very well together. Mark my words on that. I think it's going to be a real good thing. So, anyway, that's basically what's going on as far as news this week. I don't have any specific details like how much was paid and how it got done. They're not really releasing that, and they're good about that. I think that's a good thing. I think if you are in the business of running a company like that, I think, you know, less is more. When you don't tell people certain things, it gets them talking about your business a little bit more. It gets them interested in the story in any way. And now what they have to do, in my opinion, is follow it up by continuing to market. They can't fall asleep. They can't just not market this merger and market the free WindowEyes and market Zoom text. They're going to have to be bulls about this. It's going to have to be something that they continue to drive home, because a lot of the industry knows, you know, about the merger and knows, you know, the good and what's going to happen with it. But I think your average, you know, person who's blind may not understand the significance of it. And the only way to get that drilled home is by good marketing and putting out your product very well and interacting with the community and letting them know how this merger is going to affect them in a positive way. So we'll see what happens with that. I do expect very, very good things to come out of it. And congratulations to both of those companies. Congratulations to AI Squared. Congratulations to Dan and the guys at GW Micro. You guys are a phenomenal combination now. And I really say that with all honesty and you know, and a lot of love. I love those companies very much. So we'll see what happens. On the other side of the coin, it's got to be pretty difficult to be working in St. Petersburg, Florida right now. I mean, you know, 500-pound gorilla in the room. Somebody's got to talk about it, right? you know, they're a good company. They have good people that work down there. I'm friends with several of them. I'm talking about Freedom Scientific, for those of you who don't know what I mean when I say St. Petersburg. That's where they're, you know, based out of. Freedom's a good company, you know, and I think their product is strong. And I know that it's strong because I've been using it myself for a very long time. So I'm not trying to, you know, be dishonest with my commentary on this merger thing. But it cannot be a good day or a good few months anyway, to be an employee down in St. Petersburg. It's just going to be, I expect it to be very tight working down there. I don't know how those guys are going to, you know, pull through big news like this. I will say, when GW Micro first announced that Window Eyes would be free, there was a tremendous amount of support from the community, but then the news kind of died down. Like, I haven't seen them trying to drive it home. And that's really what I mean. When you put out news like that, you just got to keep blasting away at it. And, you know, I think they're trying, but this merger is going to help them try harder. And that's going to be a good thing. As far as Freedom goes, you know, everyone's going to have their own opinion. Oh, they're going to shut down. I don't believe they're going to shut down. I believe it's going to make them competitive as much as they can be. I believe they're going to try some things to make their company compete in the market. I don't know exactly what that is. That's up to Freedom and their crew. But they're very resourceful. Freedom's been around for a very long time. It, you know, when they weren't Freedom Scientific, they were individual companies that did very good work. And those guys aren't going to take this lying down. I expect that they'll come out possibly with some new product, possibly with a new way for customers to, you know, use their product and pay for it. You know, I don't know anything, obviously, but they're going to have to do something to compete. And Freedom has always been very resourceful. They've been a powerful company in this field. You know, for many years, people called them the Microsoft of assistive technology. Whether it's true or not, it, you know, depends on anybody's personal opinion. I think they're a very strong company. I don't expect that the doors are going to shut just because of a couple of press releases and a couple of things happening like that. But I could be wrong. You know, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is they have some very good, talented people down there. Their blindness hardware is impressive. Their low vision hardware is pretty good as well. JAWS is a strong product, always has been. But, you know, I mean, this is definitely, it's going to be a tough day and a tough few weeks here coming up for the guys down in Florida. I mean, you know, it just is what it is. Obviously, I don't know anything. You know what I mean? I'm not in that company, and I say that I'm just taking educated guesses as to what it's like down there right now. So that's basically that. Anyway, so I hope you guys will enjoy the future of AT. I think it is strong. I think we've got some good stuff coming down the pipe. And I hope you guys will stay tuned to our podcast right here. And it's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. We've got some guests coming up, some really cool interviews, some new product demos. Hims is coming out with an amazing new product, and we hope to have that featured here very, very shortly. And, you know, it's going to be a fun time listening to this show, hopefully. So I hope you guys are liking it. Please send email to atjunkiepodcast@gmail.com. That is atjunkiepodcast@gmail.com. And I hope you guys will continue to listen, share the show, buy some t-shirts at atjunkie.com, and we love you very much, okay? Thank you very much. See ya. Pause recording.